We are often told that the world is going from bad to worse, sacrificing everything to mammon. But this righteous uprising in defense of God's trees in the midst of exciting politics and wars is telling a different story. And every sequoia, I fancy, has heard the good news and is waving its branches for joy. The wrongs done to trees, wrongs of every sort, are done in the darkness of ignorance and unbelief. For when light comes, the heart of the people is always right. 47 years ago, one of these Calaveras King sequoias was laboriously cut down, that the stump might be had for a dancing floor. Another, one of the finest in the grove, more than 300 feet high, was skinned alive to a height of 116 feet from the ground, and the bark sent to London to show how fine and big that Calaveras tree was. As sensible a scheme as skinning our great men would be to prove their greatness. This grand tree is, of course, dead, a ghastly, disfigured ruin. But it still stands erect and holds forth its majestic arms as if alive and saying, "Forgive them, they know not what they do." Now, some millmen want to cut all the Calaveras trees into lumber and money. But we have found a better use for them. No doubt these trees would make good lumber after passing through a sawmill, as George Washington, after passing through the hands of a French cook, would have made good food. But both for Washington and the tree that bears his name, higher uses have been found. Could one of these sequoia kings come to town in all its godlike majesty, so as to be strikingly seen and allowed to plead its own cause, there would never again be any lack of defenders. And the same may be said of all the other sequoia groves and forests of the Sierra, with their companions and the noble Sequoia sempervirens, or redwood, of the coast mountains. In general view, we find that the Sequoia gigantea, or big tree, is distributed in a widely interrupted belt along the west flank of the Sierra, from a small grove on the middle fork of the American River to the head of Deer Creek, a distance of about 260 miles, at an elevation of about 5,000 to a little over 8,000 feet above the sea. From the American River Grove to the forest on Kings River, the species occurs only in comparatively small, isolated patches or groves, so sparsely distributed along the belt that three of the gaps in it are from 40 to 60 miles wide. From Kings River southward, the sequoia is not restricted to mere groves, but extends across the broad, rugged basins of the Kaweah and Tule rivers in majestic forests, a distance of nearly 70 miles, the continuity of this portion of the belt being but slightly broken, save by the deep canyons.